You're listening to Idaho Matters. Hi, I'm George Prentice. Fans of the Eagle Rodeo will need to drive to a new location this year to see the action. After 17 years in the same spot, their lease was up, and organizers had to move the entire arena 6 miles away to Abamoore.
This is the story of one man with a vision, who together with a cavalry of volunteers moved an entire rodeo arena, kit and caboodle, to a new location. This is the making of the best small-town throwdown rodeo.
Indeed, that story is told in a new documentary called The Best Small-Town Throwdown Rodeo. It goes behind the scenes as a team of 60 volunteers move the rodeo to its new spot in less than a year. And joining us live in studio are Hope Manna, the director and writer of the film, and Kelly Allred, who produced the documentary. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Hope, you've only been to two rodeos so far?
I have only been to two rodeos, the Eagle Rodeo being the second.
And that's the one that matters. So you were at the Eagle Rodeo, what, in, was it 2017?
It was 2017. Right.
And you heard, a volunteer say something about?
I had asked a volunteer. I was just amazed at all of the moving parts of a rodeo, and I said how impressed I was by it, and she said, get a good look. Because we have to move. And I said, move the entire rodeo. And she said, yes. And the light bulb went off.
Okay. So the wheels start turning. You're a storyteller. You tell stories. So how did you meet and when did you meet?
Well, Kelly and I have been working together for many years.
Okay.
This is a second documentary that we have produced together.
Excellent. And so let's talk a little bit about that. And your first documentary was?
First documentary was called Keeping the Promise Alive.
Mm-hmm.
We released that in 2013. It is about a family in Eagle in search of answers for their loved one who has been missing since the Korean War.
So when someone tells you, well, take a good look at this rodeo, it's going to move, I'm guessing that, I mean, you're storytellers, right? You're filmmakers. And
yes.
You're thinking, well, this probably would make we need to capture this.
It was. I started walking around the grounds and taking pictures and talking to volunteers and just thought it would be so interesting. So we spoke, both Kelly and I spoke with Tracy Baggerly, who's mm-hmm. the president of the Eagle Rodeo, and his wife, and said, we'd like to do this documentary and it'll take up a lot of your time. And they were all in.
How long did it take?
So
we shot 50 days over the course of a year
mm-hmm.
period of time, shooting the move, interviews with the various cowboys. The day of the last year's rodeo, we shot all 3 days of the rodeo to capture all the action. And basically the move was incredible, from bleachers to, you know, setting up pens, everything. They had to do everything from scratch.
But a significant challenge.
Yes, the challenge, because the weather, for sure,
right.
You know, they can't – it was snowing, raining, wind. They had to fight all the elements, as did we, because we're used to being on a studio and doing closed-door interviews, and it wasn't that way.
Wow. And again, mostly volunteers?
All volunteers. So the Eagle Rodeo itself is a charity mm-hmm. rodeo, and it's all volunteer-run, 60-plus volunteers. Just doing amazing work. It's quite the feat to put on a rodeo in general. It's a big event.
Was there a time when they thought that, well, that's the end? I mean, you know, how did they even secure a new home?
I think you'd have to know the folks at the Eagle Rodeo. Tracy
okay.
Baggerly had been looking for quite some time, and when they found the location in Avamore, which is very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a mountain surround you, and it speaks rodeo everywhere, so it's a beautiful location. And I don't think they had a doubt in their mind that they couldn't do it, which even that was an interesting story to tell.
Give us the time frame of when you were shooting.
Time frame, their rodeo in 2017 ended, I believe it was June 9th. That was a Saturday night. And mm-hmm. on Sunday morning, they started bringing in the trailers, cars, pickups, anything that they could move, all of the everything, the entire arena. So they literally started the next day, and Kelly and I started filming the next day.
How many days?
We shot 50 days in and around Eagle, New Plymouth, Avamore, Horseshoe Bend, everything, just to gather interviews with cowboys, with separate volunteers.
Take us behind the scenes of putting this together, though, and the post-production of this.
So post-production was really interesting because the Eagle Rodeo had to move within a year. And when we spoke with Tracy Baggerly initially, Kelly and I said, okay, we will film for 1 year in time for your rodeo season, and we think we'll finish the documentary by the time the next rodeo season comes. So if you asked us in March, Kelly and I were like, whew, you know, this was a lot. This was a big challenge for us. But the film is done. It's a beautiful film. It's action-packed. And we're just really proud of the film itself.
And we spoke of the volunteers, but the film is very much about one character in particular, one gentleman.
Well,
right?
Tracy Baggerly is, I would say, you know, the soul of the Eagle Rodeo. And then you combine the heart of the Eagle Rodeo, which is really the volunteers that bring this all together.
Why did they move? They just lost their lease?
Yeah, they were at their location for 17 years. The land lease use was up, and it was time to find a new location. And they could have said, well, we'll just call it a day, and it's been a great 17 years, but you'd have to know them to understand.
Wow.
And it's also about the giving back aspect of it. You know, the proceeds for the rodeo goes to other nonprofits. He gives back, you know, they have a, you know, Tough Enough to Wear Pink evening, goes back to breast cancer awareness. They pick various different local charities to give money back. So it's a way, it's a philanthropic.
And we're going to get into the timing of this because the screening of this film indeed is days before this year's rodeo.
Absolutely. Right? So we premiere the film at the Egyptian Theater on Sunday, June 2nd. We're just days away. And it coincides with the Eagle Rodeo, which begins on Thursday, June 6th, and runs through Saturday night. So it's chock full of rodeo fun.
Excellent. We're speaking with Hope Manna, the director and writer of the film, The Best Small Town Throwdown Rodeo, and Kelly Allred, the producer. We would love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at Idaho Matters, all one word, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or on Twitter. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters, or on Facebook. That's Boise State Public Radio, our Facebook page. Kelly, your mom was a rodeo princess.
Yes, back in the 50s.
You grew up around rodeos?
Yeah, I grew up around rodeos. My aunt was the queen. That was always a family joke. Aunt Joanne was the queen. My mom was always the princess. But I grew up around rodeos and born and raised in Idaho, and the Western way of life is near and dear to my heart.
Real quick. Again, the screening at the Egyptian, what day?
Sunday. Excuse me, it is Sunday, June 2nd. You can purchase tickets at the EgyptianTheater.net website, or you can go to their box office, and it's just going to be an awesome night. We have a lot of fun planned for our guests.
Great. Thank you so much. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.